Hello and welcome. I'm Father Tom Roy, the vicar of the Daily Office Network, and it is time for evening prayer. Today is the 1st of May, 2024. In the church, it's a major feast day. We celebrate the lives of St. Philip and St. James, the apostles. Thank you for coming to pray. Now let us begin. Some Greeks came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and said to him, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." Now you can see the document. I apologize for that. This is Peter Paul Rubens' 1612 painting of St. James the Minor, James the Less, or the Younger, or the Shorter, was the son of Alphaeus. He may be the James who watched the crucifixion at a distance with Mary and the other women. "You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. Our hymn is, O Gracious Light. O Gracious Light, pure brightness of the ever-living Father in heaven, O Jesus Christ, holy and blessed, now as we come to the setting of the sun, and our eyes behold the Vesper light, we sing your praises, O God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You are worthy at all times to be praised by happy voices, O Son of God, O Giver of life, and to be glorified through all the worlds. Our psalm this evening is Psalm number 139. Lord, you have searched me out and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You discern my thoughts from afar. You trace my journeys and my resting places, and are acquainted with all my ways. Indeed, there is not a word on my lips, but you, O Lord, know it altogether. You press upon me behind and before, and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is so high that I cannot attain to it. Where can I go then from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I climb up to heaven, you are there. If I make the grave my bed, you are there also. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand will lead me, and your right hand hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will cover me, and the light around me turn to night, darkness is not dark to you. The light is as bright as the day. Darkness and light to you are both alike. For you yourself created my inmost parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I will thank you because I am marvelously made. Your works are wonderful, and I know it well. My body was not hidden from you while I was being made in secret and woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes beheld my limbs, yet unfinished in the womb. All of them were written in your book. They were fashioned day by day, when as yet there was none of them. How deep I find your thoughts, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I were to count them, they would be more in number than the sand. To count them all, all my lifespan would need to be like yours. Oh, that you would slay the wicked, O God! You that thirst for blood, depart from me. They speak despitefully against you. Your enemies take your name in vain. Do I not hate those, O Lord, who hate you? And do I not loathe those who rise up against you? I hate them with a perfect hatred. They have become my own enemies. Search me out, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my restless thoughts. Look well and whether there be any wickedness in me, and lead me in the way that is everlasting. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Can you see the gears inside this brain at work? This is called wisdom, mental gears at work. We have two lessons on this major feast day. The first is Proverbs, chapter 4, verses 7 through 18. The beginning of wisdom is this: get wisdom, and whatever else you get insight. Prize her highly, and she will exalt you. She will honor you if you embrace her. She will place on your head a fair garland. She will bestow on you a beautiful crown. Hear, my child, and accept my words, that the years of your life may be many. I have taught you the way of wisdom. I have led you in the path of uprightness. When you walk, your step will not be hampered, and if you run, you will not stumble. Keep hold of instruction, do not let go. Guard her, for she is your life. Do not enter the path of the wicked, and do not walk in the way of evildoers. Avoid it, do not go on it. Turn away from it and pass on. For they cannot sleep unless they have done wrong. They are robbed of sleep unless they have made someone stumble. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. But the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn, which shines brighter and brighter until full day. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people. Thanks be to God. Our canticle is the Song of Mary. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in you, O God, my Savior, for you have looked with favor on your lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. You, the Almighty, have done great things for me, and holy is your name. You have mercy on those who fear you from generation to generation. You have shown strength with your arm and scattered the proud in their conceit, casting down the mighty from their thrones and lifting up the lowly. You fill the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. You've come to the help of your servant, Israel, for you have remembered your promise of mercy, the promise made to our forebears, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Here we see a wood carving. It's actually a pulpit carving of St. Philip at his namesake church in Leicester, England. At the bottom is a legend, John 12:21, recalling some Greeks who approached him. Sir, we would see Jesus. Philip found Andrew, and together they took them to Jesus. This photograph is from Father Patrick Comerford. Now, among those who went up to worship at the festival were some Greeks. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and said to him, Sir, we wish to see Jesus. Philip went and told Andrew. Then Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus, and Jesus answered them, The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Very truly I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Those who love their life lose it, and those who hate their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there will my servant be also. Whoever serves me, the Father will honor. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our canticle is a song of the heavenly city. I saw no temple in the city, for its temple is the God of surpassing strength and the Lamb, and the city has no need of sun or moon to light it, for the glory of God shines on it, and its lamp is the Lamb. By its light the nations shall walk, and the rulers of the world lay their honor and glory there. Its gates shall never be shut by day, nor shall there be any night. Into it they will bring the honor and glory of nations. I saw the clean river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb. The tree of life spanned the river, giving fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. All curses cease where the throne of God and the Lamb stands, and all servants give worship there. There they will see God's face, whose name shall be on their foreheads. And now the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And now the prayers begin with our Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. I will say the versicle. You need to say the response of, we entreat you, O Lord, that this evening may be holy, good, and peaceful, that your holy angels may lead us in paths of peace and goodwill, that we may be pardoned and forgiven for our sins and offenses, that there may be peace to your church and to the whole world, that we may depart this life in your faith and fear and not be condemned before the great judgment seat of Christ, that we may be bound together by your Holy Spirit in the communion of all your saints, entrusting one another and all our life to Christ. This is Saint Philip, the Holy Apostle. Philip was one of the first evangelists. As soon as Jesus called him, he went to find his friend Nathanael. The iconographer of this is not known. Now the collect of the day for Saint Philip and Saint James, the Apostles. A collect for protection and a collect for the beauty of the earth. Almighty God, who gave to your apostles, Philip and James, grace and strength to bear witness to the truth, grant that we, being mindful of their victory of faith, may glorify in life and death the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. O God, the life of all who live, the light of the faithful, the strength of those who labor and the repose of the dead, we thank you for the blessings of the day that is past, and humbly ask for your protection through the coming night. Bring us in safety to the morning hours through him who died and rose again for us, your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. For the beauty of the earth, this is a plated woodpecker in Palos, Illinois. It's a suburb south of Chicago. It's a beautiful bird unless it's pecking on the side of your house. It's still a beautiful bird then. We give you thanks, most gracious God, for the beauty of the earth and sky and sea, for the richness of mountains, plains, and rivers, for the songs of birds and the loveliness of flowers. We praise you for these good gifts and pray that we may safeguard them for our posterity. Grant that we may continue to grow in our grateful enjoyment of your abundant creation, to the honor and glory of your name, now and forever. Amen. Today in the Anglican cycle of prayer, we pray for the Diocese of Central Ecuador. We also have our Wednesday evening prayer list, which is for disaster and terror victims to start out with. The floods in Kenya, where 140 have died this week. In London, where a man with a sword killed a teenager and injured four others. Yesterday in Charlotte, North Carolina, one of the worst days for police and communities since Dallas in 2016, when four police officers were killed and four were wounded. For the stabbings in Australia, a settler rampage in the West Bank where one is dead. The cargo ship that toppled the Key Bay in Baltimore, where seven are dead. Seven died in the Israeli attack on the World Food Kitchen personnel, and they are just now returning to Gaza to help with food distribution. For Alexei Navalny, who was murdered in prison. The tribal bloodshed and the earthquake in Papua New Guinea. Haiti has declared a state of emergency, and their acting prime minister has resigned. Israel and Hamas are at war, where 32,000 are dead, and 100 Israeli hostages are still held. War threats between Congo and Rwanda, where 1 million people have been displaced. We also pray for prisoners. Putin jailed a sociologist for 5 years for criticizing his invasion of Ukraine. 50 journalists in Myanmar. Salzai Thaiki was given a 20-year sentence. Evan Gerskovich of the Wall Street Journal's sentence was extended to June. Vladimir Kara-Murza Jr., a Russian opposition leader. Austin Tice, a journalist kidnapped in Syria all the way back in 2012. He's still believed to be alive. We pray for political prisoners around the world. We pray for Brogan, Beth's son, serving a 15-year sentence. For Cleve Thomas, serving the last years of a 20-year sentence. For David, who is now out of jail. Matthew. Children and families of prisoners. Prison chaplains and ministries. Sister Helen Pregen and all prison reformers. All who are condemned to die and the innocent who are freed. Now, what's on your hearts today? What have you brought to the Lord to pray for? Today, mine is a prayer of thanksgiving. It's my wife, Alexis, and my 25th wedding anniversary, and I'm praying for 25 wonderful years. It's not that every day was perfect, but at the end of the day, we came back together even when we disagreed on things, found our common ground, accepted each other and our principles, and still love one another after 25 years. Thank you, Lord, for putting Alexis in my life, for giving her the strength and the fortitude to endure along with me. Thank you for those same qualities for me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And now the prayer for the mission of the church. O God and Father of all, whom the whole heavens adore, let the whole earth also worship you. All nations obey you, all tongues confess and bless you, and men and women everywhere love you and serve you in peace, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia. Glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation in the church and in Christ Jesus forever and ever. And the blessing of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you now and remain with you always. Amen. Our video is The Day of Resurrection. It's number 210 in the Episcopal hymnal. And this is the choir of Gloucester Cathedral in 2010. And that is evening prayer for May the 1st, 2024. Thank you for coming to pray. Be safe from fear. Guard others from harm. Keep your distance, but stay close. Better days are coming. The Lord is in charge. Hope to see you tomorrow night.